Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of If Looks Could Kill by M. William Phelps, performed by J. Charles. For April, my wonderful little helper, you are an inspiration to me. How fortunate I am to be blessed with your love and grace. Is history possible? Is anyone serious? Who do we take seriously? Only the lethal believer, the person who kills and dies for faith. Don Dolillo, Mao Tu. Part 1. 1. It was a typical afternoon in northeastern Ohio, the type of day when blackbirds grazing together by the thousands in fields off to the side of the road are spooked by the slightest sound. A beep of a horn, a shout, a kid speeding by on his skateboard, an impatient motorcyclist whining his engine at a stoplight, and in an instant flutter away like a school of minnows darting from one grassy knoll to the next. On this day, June 16, 2001, a busy spring Saturday, Carolyn M. Heisen was sitting inside the employee kiosk of the Akron, Ohio, BJ's Wholesale Club fuel station, going through the motions of her day. At a few minutes past noon, that otherwise ordinary day took a remarkable turn. Carolyn looked up from what she was doing and saw a motorcycle. Black with lime green trim. Speed past the front of her booth and stopped sharply with a little chirp of its tire by the pump closest to her workstation. At first, none of this seemed to be unusual. Carolyn had seen scores of customers throughout the morning.